quite
unusual.
Hello.
Hello and welcome to the Quite Unusual podcast.
What the fuck are you doing? What?
This was my intro.
This was my intro.
Stop copying me.
Okay, well, I am your host.
I am your host.
We're both the hosts.
We're both the hosts.
Let's not fight. We can't fight in front of the children.
Can't fight in front of the kids.
I'm
Nicole.
And I'm Noelle. And this is a Quite Unusual podcast.
Welcome. This is the unscripted, actually.
It is unscripted. Where we just talk about a bunch of bullshit. And we also record this on video, so I don't know if we...
Hi. Hi, video people,
that you can see this.
The patrons.
If you want to see our stupid faces while we do this, you can join our Patreon, and you will see our stupid faces. So, hello, everyone. It's been a week.
It's been a crazy week. Well... last week was a crazy week for me.
That's true.
I was in Denver and Dallas all in one week.
Yeah. She was home for like 7 hours.
Still managed to release an episode though, so you're welcome.
I mean,
welcome. Do we have a clapping one? I don't know if we have one of those. Come on.
Keep it going.
It's pretty loud. Yeah. Okay, there we go.
All for you, baby. All for you. Yeah. So I have a lot of things to talk about.
All right, let's get talking.
I only have a few articles this time to go over.
I have one article this time.
Okay.
I do.
Nicole used to carry these episodes. Like, she would take notes all the time.
I wouldn't even take notes. It would just be like, because we live together, obviously, if you guys didn't know that. We're roommates. I would just put in like funny things that happened to us. Be like, oh, that's really funny. We should talk about that on the unscripted. Like, I didn't do any research or like article lookups like you do, although I do have an article for this episode. But yeah, it was just funny things that happened being roommates together.
And I love that because a lot of weird things do happen when
you
live in such proximity. Speaking of which, I just want to ask you one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Next week, we're going to Michigan Paracon.
I'm so excited. And we get to see all our friends.
So excited.
And meet some new ones.
Yeah, absolutely. If anyone listening is going, hit us up, DM us.
Yes, please.
On all the social media, it's Quite Unusual. Or, I mean, you can email us at quiteunusualpod@gmail.com or go to our website, whatever. It's all the fucking
same
shit.
Or you can just come to our table at Michigan Paracon because we're going to have a table.
We will have a table. We will be giving away little treatsies to all of our little cookies.
I just got some decorations for our table yesterday, and you guys, I am so excited.
Dude, you fucking cleaned up at Dollar Store?
Dollar Store. This is a PSA to everyone listening. If you would like some Halloween decorations without breaking the budget, go to the Dollar Tree. They have like the best selection I've seen. I think we went to, where do we go? Hobby Lobby? Michael's.
We went to Michael's.
And Michael's was like, okay.
It was fine. It's expensive though.
The Dollar Tree had a better selection than Michael's. And they're now mm-hmm. doing like, I don't know if it's just ours, but they have like $3 things and $5 things, like mm-hmm. Dollar Tree Plus.
Inflation's hit the Dollar Store.
Yeah, finally. Well, sure. Everything's $1.25 too. It's not just a dollar anymore.
Yeah.
But
I went to Hobby Lobby yesterday, which I know we don't go to Hobby Lobby because they hate the gays.
Well, now we especially don't go.
Oh,
for this reason.
100%. But it was like, I needed sewing needles. I needed thread.
Go to Joann's, man.
There wasn't one like anywhere near I was. Where I was, just illiteracy. There wasn't one like in a 20-mile radius.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to go. I'm just going to get this. It's $1.99. I'll probably just steal it. Let's be honest. just kidding. For legal purposes, I'm kidding. And also, I did pay full price for it. But I was looking for the Halloween stuff because like, it's a giant craft store.
Yeah.
And I asked someone.
Craft stores have the best Halloween stuff, too.
Well, they had a bunch of Christmas stuff out.
Oh, of course.
So I was looking.
It's Jesus's birthday.
Couldn't find it. And I asked someone. And she whispers to me, we actually don't carry Halloween things. Like, it was like a slur or
the
something.
The H word.
Yeah. And I was like, what? She's like, we celebrate autumn and we celebrate fall here. So you'll see a large array of pumpkins, which were like $70, by the way.
Like, there's no like witch stuff, though.
No, it was like pumpkins and leaves and like fall, y'all, and like Jesus died for your sins, fall,
y'all.
Like, I don't know, fall to your knees and pray. I don't know, like weird, like whatever stuff, right? So that was lame, and I'm now especially never going there again. Like, I don't go there, but like now I'm not going there.
Yeah. There, we've got Michael's, we've got Joann's. Mm-hmm. Joann's, I haven't been there this year, but usually they have a fantastic Halloween selection also. It's very expensive. You have to go when they have like 40% off of everything.
Yeah.
And also get like their coupons that they always send in emails and in the mail.
I love Joann's.
But yeah, you can for the right price, you can find some stuff.
Absolutely. You can find some stuff. Absolutely. Halloween's almost here. Summer's almost over.
I know. Summer went by so fast.
Seriously.
We've had a very busy summer, and I think that's why.
So busy.
I visited 4 states I've never been to this summer.
Oh, yeah.
4 states. Kentucky, Tennessee, Colorado, and Texas.
That's amazing.
So, yeah. Knock those off my list.
I went, where did I go? Kentucky. For Waverly.
That's still a place.
I'm going to Colorado next week. Tomorrow.
No, you've been, well, you were there. Yeah, Colorado earlier this year, too.
Yeah, it's a vibe. My family lives there. Anyways, a couple things I really need to get off my chest here.
Okay.
Do you remember the hamster dance website?
Yes. Yes, I do.
I had a dream the other night. That was it. That was the dream.
You just dreamt that website?
It was like the dancing hamsters, like the gifs of like the dancing. Is it still a website?
I hope not.
I'm looking it up.
I don't even remember. That was a website. I just remember the song, and like I thought it was like YouTube.
It was a website.
Oh.
Oh, here. I'm sorry for that lip smack, you guys. In 1998, this was created by Canadian art student Deirdre Lecart. Beautiful name. As a GeoCities page, it was, I think, hamsterdance.com.
Interesting.
And it was just a bunch. Oh, now there's hamsterdance2.com.
Good. Do we really need it? Did we need it in the first place, and do we need it too? The answer to that is no and no.
I think the answer to the first one is yes, because the internet was new, and that's what it was for.
That's true. Remember all of the things that we used to get, like, entertained with?
Yeah.
By? It was on so the easy. Internet?
It was so, you know? Like, early YouTube videos are, like, watching them now is so corny. And the quality is insanely bad.
Terrible.
It's so bad. It's upsetting.
What was that one with the unicorn?
Oh, Charlie.
Charlie the unicorn. Okay, yeah. That's what I thought, yeah.
Right, on Big Candy Mountain or something?
Yeah, something yes, like that's that. What it was.
And then there was Charlie Bit My Finger.
Yeah, and there was, like, Salad Fingers. Oh, Shoes my God. Was Salad. Another... popular one.
Oh my God, shit.
Muffins.
I loved Kelly.
That guy had a moment. And then he just went away.
Slay.
I don't know.
That's how you should do it as an icon. You should appear and then disappear like a cryptid.
And then appear 20 years later.
Whoa. I love that. So that's all I wanted to say about Hamster Dance. And I wanted to also get this song stuck in everyone's head.
All right, everyone just turned off this podcast. If you're still here,
whatever.
Thank
everyone
you.
Everyone loves that.
Thank
shit.
You for staying.
They love it. Can I also tell a very personal story?
Yes, you can.
This is the thorn of my entire year, Nicole.
You briefly told me this, and I wanted to throw up in my mouth. So, just gonna preface it with that for everyone.
I need everyone right now to sit down, if you're not already sitting down.
It's pretty
and know
rough.
That this has traumatized me, and if this story traumatizes you, we can be trauma bonded together forever.
I don't know a single person that it wouldn't trauma, even if you are a person that likes bugs.
I'm a bug guy. I love a bug.
It would still trauma you pretty hard. You'd get traumatized.
I'm traumatized. Sure. Okay, so let me set the scene. It was a dark and not stormy night, okay?
It was last night.
It was last night at like 9:30, and our neighborhood is very, very dark.
It is. I love it, though. I take my dog for walks, and specifically night walks, because I like feel like I'm moving through the shadows.
Yeah, and looking into people's houses.
Oh, yeah. You have to look into people's houses. I have to look at their decorations, what they're watching on TV. Like, it might be creepy.
No, if you have your curtains open, that's an invitation.
Yeah, and
that's
if you
like
have...
a, what's the how? What are the windows wearing? Yeah. Were they asking for it?
And some people have Ring doorbells, and then I try to just like glance really quickly and not make it obvious, but They know I'm looking.
Everyone does it. That's the reason we've been over this so many times. That is the reason for trick or treating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that and candy.
Well, candy comes second, to be honest.
Candy comes first.
Okay, what if it was only Milk Duds?
I could fuck with the Milk Dud.
I could eat one, but I don't know. Anyway, so last night I was walking to my mom's house. We live just a few blocks away from my mom. And I was walking to my mom's. It was late at night. I'm like, well, this takes like 5 minutes. Just going to do it, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm walking, not paying attention, like glancing around for intruders, like doing the thing where like I try to walk manly with like a hood up. So I'm like, oh, I'm a man. Don't fight me. I'll fucking fight you
back. I just try to walk really silent so nobody knows I'm there. Like going between the shadows.
It's amazing.
That's my strategy.
That's a good strategy. You're like a night stalker.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm walking and it's fall, it's summer, whatever. There's spider webs. You know when you run into a spider web, you're like, oh, that's so gross.
And it crosses your face and you're like,
ugh. Yeah, so that happened to me, but I just moving right along. And also I'm a bug guy. It doesn't bother me that much, honestly. Like it's icky, it's creepy, but I just peeled it off my face and kind of like tossed it to the side, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess there was a spider attached to that thread.
That's and always it, my fear every time I feel one like on my face. I always like go like this and just like move my arms and like yes. jump all around and like shake my head just in case there was a spider on it.
Well, there was no just in case with this incident.
Uh-oh.
It fucking Spider-Man'd me and it like shot a web at my face and I felt it hit me. It felt like a little like pinprick.
Ooh.
It was so, actually, do I have a dot on my nose?
Not that I see.
What's on my nose?
It's pretty dark in here.
Okay, well, whatever.
Okay, she kind of does have a dot. I can't tell if it's
a
dot
or
if it's a pimple. It's like a little bump. It could be.
It hit me in the nose. Oh my god, am I allergic to spiders?
I feel like a lot of people are.
Am I Spider-Man right now?
You could be Spider-Man.
Holy shit. Okay, so it shot a web at my fucking face. So assault number two has occurred. Okay, willing to look past it. I brush it off. As I'm brushing it off, a spider hits me. A spider's body. It was big. What is something that's about, you know, about Milk Dud size?
A quarter,
like
maybe?
A Milk Dud.
Milk Dud, okay.
It was like, it hit me in the mouth.
Like the body is the Milk Dud. And it
yes.
has, okay, gross.
And it hit me in the mouth. Like, I can like feel it. I can feel it happening. On the right side of my mouth, it was just like, boop, like, slap, bam, right in the
nice sound effect.
Right in the mouth, okay. I will admit to this. I'm a mouth breather. I am. I'm a mouth breather. It's the way my face works. Whatever. I try not to be, but I am. In this moment, the devil herself was looking out for me because I had my mouth fucking closed. If my mouth had been open, I fully would have put a spider in my mouth.
Ugh.
It was so big. And I grabbed it and I tried to like be gentle with it because it was big. It felt like an orb weaver or something.
How did you? Okay, so if that happened to me, I just would have like slapped my face.
I didn't want to.
You were like gently removed it from your
mouth. Because I didn't want to hit a spider into my mouth.
I would have just like swatted it like off.
I don't know.
I wouldn't have slapped myself in the face.
Grabbed it. I like grabbed it like as gently as I could and I threw it to the side and was like. And I had a fucking meltdown that this thing was like in my, I threw it, right? I threw its little body and I apologized. I'm like, I'm so sorry I did this to you, but you did it first. It was self-defense, okay?
It was.
And I was fucking freaking out that it was like in my hair or like something or like.
Yeah, because then you just feel like me. Everything, like your sensory just like amplifies and you're like.
Yes.
Everything's touching me.
Like I wanted to peel my skin off my body. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm walking to my mom's house as fast as I fucking can at this point. Like, I just gotta fucking get there. Gotta get there. And I get to my mom's house and I open the door. I'm like, Mom, is there a spider on me? And she's like fully like checking me like a mother monkey picking nits off of its baby. Like, Mommy, is there a spider? She's like, there's no spider. Settle down. Why are you here? It's 10 at night. Like, I brought you this paintbrush. She's like, okay, whatever. So then I left and I'm walking back home and I'm like ever vigilant now. Like something's going to get me. Something's going to fucking happen. And I see ahead of me probably like 2.5 inches across, like a black mass is the only way I can describe this on the ground. And it's like writhing about.
Gross.
On the sidewalk in front of me. Like, okay, what the fuck kind of horror is this shit? Right. So I turn the flashlight on my phone and I shine it. And it is the biggest cricket I have ever seen in my life. This motherfucker was like 1.5 inches, 2 inches long. This fucking big. This fucking big. And it is eating an alive earthworm.
That's disgusting.
And it freezes.
It knew you were watching it.
Like it saw, like it, the light made it stop. Like, oh, I'm not here. And the worm is flipping out and it's like tossing its body around and it's like guts are coming out. And I'm like, what is happening?
You should have taken a picture of it.
Nicole, I wanted to be in my house. It felt like, you know, like.
I'm picturing like that scene in Terrifier 2 where he just like. If anyone hasn't seen Terrifier 2, watch Terrifier 2.
Very fun.
But it has like one of the goriest and most insane kill scenes I've seen in my entire fucking life.
It's a ridiculously gory movie.
But that's what it reminds me of. Like the description of when he like that with that one girl.
Yeah.
In the bedroom.
That's like what it was like. Honestly, it was like an eldritch horror. Like beyond my comprehension was happening right in front of me. And I literally sprinted home. I ran into the middle of the street, like, and ran down the center of the street for 2 blocks with my eyes closed and
with
my mouth closed.
Flailing above her head, like,
like a wacky waving arm inflatable tube man. It was fucking traumatizing. And then I came home and I was going to tell you everything, but you were already, like, in your room.
I was in bed, yeah.
So I just sat on the kitchen floor and, like, reflected on my life for a minute. It was fucked up, man.
I'm surprised you didn't knock on my door and you weren't like, listen.
I didn't want to freak you out. I don't know. You're not a bug guy.
I'm not.
It was disturbed. I still feel disturbed. I feel like creepy crawly. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Not good. Gross. Wasn't having a good time. It was the worst. A bad time. This is my thorn for the entire year.
Ugh.
Number one thorn.
Number one thorn.
Yeah. Do you have any roses to share to counteract that?
Well, I did go. So I went on vacation this mm-hmm. week, last week. I went to Denver and I got to see a bunch of old friends from high school. That was nice. Super. I also got to go hiking in Denver and I had to stop because it was so hot. And I came to the conclusion that I'm a person that likes. So I also see this question for you. What's your toxic trait?
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to answer that right now.
Okay, okay.
Ooh, my toxic trait is, mm-hmm. I'm an outdoorsy person. I love the outdoors. I love to go camping. I love to just sit outside. I love to just touch grass all of the time, right? Love it. I love forests and being dirty outside. It's great. I love it. My toxic trait is thinking that I like to go hiking.
No one likes hiking.
Because I always tell myself, yes, I love hiking. Like, let's go for a hike. I want to do this. Like my one friend's a big hiker. So anytime we go anywhere, she's like, let's see what hiking trails I have. And I'm like, yes, I'm athletic. I like hiking. I like all of that until I get on the trail. And I'm mm-hmm. like, I don't like this. I'm hot.
Yep.
I'm out of breath. And also I was in Colorado. So I was.
Oh, did that altitude get you?
Where altitude got me.
Oh, yeah. Air's so thin.
The entire time was up. We never once were flat. It was just an uphill hike.
It's tough, dude.
And it was pretty, but like the other thing with hiking is that because I was in gym shoes, I didn't have hiking shit. My feet were constantly on the ground watching where I walked. I didn't even get to experience the beauty of like where we were because we were just like straightforward, like hike, 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 hike.
Yeah.
And then so like the group we were with, my one friend's friend who lives in Denver, she took us on this hike and they were like continuing to go up. And I was just like, you know what, guys? I was like, and it was just like it was an up and down. So they had to come back mm-hmm. my way anyways. I was like, you guys go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to sit here in this shady spot. It was like the only, also it was all in the sun too.
Dude, it's like all in the fucking
and I was
sun,
like, I am extremely Irish. I am a white person. I put on 70 SPF. But it's probably coming off and I can feel myself getting sunburned. I was like, my body is not made for the sun right now.
Mm-mm.
So I was like, here's a shady spot. You guys go ahead. I'm going to sit here and just sit in the shade, drink my water, and look at the mountains around me. And that's what I did. And they continued. And I just like, so my toxic trait is thinking that I like to hike and I'm a hiker, but then once I'm hiking, I'm like, I fucking hate this and I want to go home. And everyone that I'm with is always like, let's go longer. And I'm always like, no.
Sure.
But if it's a hike that, like, you know, goes around, then you have to commit.
Yeah.
Because it's like, if you're halfway there, it's like, okay, well, I can either turn back and it's the same amount, or I can just continue with my friends. Mm-hmm. So it's just like you're out there and you have to, like, you can't, you just have to keep going.
Yeah, it's like, so, it's like survivalist.
Yeah. So, but I got to see Red Rocks.
Red Rocks is so cool.
We didn't hike Red Rocks, but we hiked a mountain that was like across like a highway from it. Yeah. So I just sat there and I was like, oh, there's Red Rocks.
We should go to a concert there. It's amazing. Should.
And then I waited for my friends to come back and they picked me up and I was like, I am revitalized and rejuvenated. Mm-hmm. And they were all like dying. And then afterwards we got burgers and beers because that's what we were all craving. For our bodies.
Where did you go?
It's like this like dinosaur mountain.
There's so many. Where did you?
Let me look it up.
All right, she'll look it up. I'm gonna talk about my toxic trait. I don't know if that's a toxic trait necessarily. What is the definition of toxic trait? Define toxic. Apparently, I looked up the definition of boulder the other day. That just showed up in my
what?
I don't know.
Dinosaur Ridge Trail. That's where we went.
Oh, nice.
They had like little imprints of like little pterodactyl like feet and stuff. It was cool. But the hiking part, I was just like, I don't want to like just keep on going forward with my head down, like not looking at anything. Like I want to see things.
Yeah.
I want to look at this tree.
It's not fun.
Right. But like hikers, they're just like, go, 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 go. I'm like, I want to hike a little and I want to stop here and I want to like find a cool rock and like look at this tree and like touch this tree. Yeah. Like hiking, they're just like nonstop, and that's not for me.
That's not for me either. That's indoor cat. Like I'll go outside, but like I'm like a picnic girly. I'm like a sit in the lawn girly. Like I don't want to like fucking traverse a mountainside. No. That's not for me.
It was just up the entire time and in the sun, and I was like, nope, this isn't working for me.
The sun, man.
What is your toxic trait?
Okay, so I've been thinking about this a lot. This week for some reason.
Oh, yeah.
I was alone like almost all last week.
You were.
And I was having like a yellow wallpaper moment.
Okay.
Like, you know, the yellow wallpaper. Mm-hmm. That is when you're not here. I have full conversations with the animals anyways.
Oh, yeah.
But like I'm in my head, man. And it's like I'm there. I'm right inside there. And it's like
it's a scary place.
She's like a cricket eating a fucking worm, man. It's not. No one's having fun. Is the theme of that. No one's having fun. So I thought a lot about plane crashes because you were taking.
Oh, great. Thank you.
Not you. but like every time I get on a plane, this is the pessimist in me. Every time I get on a plane, this also might be mental illness. I just assume it's going to crash. I'm not scared of it. What a way to go. Pretty cool.
Why would you assume that? Why would you ever want to get on a plane then?
I don't know. I mean, you could get in a car and crash.
Yeah, but like 9 times out of 10.
Well, I guess I don't assume.
If you get in a plane crash, you're dying. That's why I feel comfortable. Like if I'm like, okay, well, if we do crash, like I'm going to die immediately. So
I guess that's fine. What I mean more so. Like I'm okay with it. Like I've made peace with the possibility that I could die in a plane crash.
Okay.
Right. So I don't know. Fly a lot. You've been flying a lot. Just a thing to think about. And also like with global warming, turbulence is getting worse. Everything's just, it's getting crazy, right?
Yeah.
But my toxic trait is, first of all, I always buy a plane ticket as far back as I possibly can. Because I read.
That's where you survive the most, yeah.
Yes, absolutely. So that's a thing. And then I also firmly believe if I could survive to the ground, I could survive a plane crash. Like, I could fucking...
Well, isn't that surviving a plane crash? Well, if you land and you're alive?
Well, you don't really have a choice in that. Like... You know, but like, remember the rugby team that like had to eat each other in the Andes?
Yeah.
We're going to do an episode on that soon because I am obsessed
with
kids.
But you just said you were like, if I could make it to the ground, then I could survive a plane crash. But isn't that surviving a plane crash?
Oh,
like,
if
you make it to the ground alive?
Yeah.
Wouldn't
that's
true. Be surviving?
I think I could survive a plane crash. I think that the chances, for some reason, this is my just incoherent thoughts, toxic trait. I think I would survive and could survive a plane crash.
Okay.
And if I landed, right, and, like, didn't get, like, I don't know, speared by those tiny little tequila bottles or something, and I made it to the ground alive, which I think I could.
Okay.
I was wearing my seatbelt.
It's all chance, though.
It is. So. It's all whatever.
You've got no, there's no skill in surviving a plane crash.
No, but I think I could. I would know what to do. I would like survivalist it. I do think
Oh,
that.
So you think you could, survive the plane crash and then also survive in the wilderness? If
yes.
No, okay.
Thank you for making sense
Those
of
Those are two separate things.
That's what I think I could do. I think I could, if I made it to the ground, which I think I could, okay? Just, you guys got to get limp. You got to get limp, okay? You got to be drunk on a plane. You got to get limp.
It's true.
Wear your seatbelt. You're going to be fine.
Yeah.
Okay?
Unless the whole thing just like burns up. Then there's no fucking chance, which is usually True. What happens.
Yeah, but a lot of times, like, the front will break off, and then, like, the fuselage will land, and, like, the people closest to the wings die.
And then you get separated on the island, and then you find each other, like, in Lost.
And then you're dead the whole time, turns out. Spoiler alert. I think I could do it. I think I could walk out of the rainforest. I think I could fucking go find help in the Andes. I think I could melt snow to make ice. I think I could eat a person. I think I could make shoes out of, like, whatever I find. I read so much about plane crash stuff, like survival. I don't know. It's in me. I think I could do it.
You know what? I think I could probably survive in the wilderness, too.
I think you could, too, even though you're not
actually
a hiker.
Actually, fun fact. I'm not a hiker, but I am a camper.
She is.
I grew up camping every single summer. Fun fact, though, also, I was voted best person to be stranded on a deserted island with in high school.
It's true.
So clearly everyone in high school thought that I had survival skills.
You have survival skills. You like give off that energy.
I can build fire.
She's the fire builder in the family. She has. We are on an island right now. This house is an island.
In the middle of the Midwest.
It's true. And it's going great. I was voted class clown. So how's that going for you?
We have a podcast. It's going great.
Shit.
Fire. You're the flair.
Look what we bring to the table.
You're the flare.
I'm the flare. Speaking of plane crashes, did you see that this woman, this first link here, Tiffany Gomez, did you see that she put out an apology video?
No. Is this the one who was like, he's not real?
Yes. Yes, it is. Oh. So she put out an apology video.
Was she just on drugs and booze?
She did not. She apologized for swearing in front of children.
Okay.
That was her whole thing.
But what about the fact, like, did she explain, like, what she saw, or?
No, she didn't. I can read it. Okay. Her voice is annoying, so we're not going to play audio. Also, I don't know, it might be copyright, honestly. Her name is Tiffany Gomez. Stunning. Gorgeous face, this woman, for sure. Okay, so she says, hi, everyone. It's me, Tiffany Gomez. Gomez? She's probably better known as the crazy plane lady, which is completely warranted. And then she doesn't say, like, what she saw. She doesn't say, like, I took a Percocet before, or like, I was on Xanax and then drank 17 mimosas. None of that.
Oh, okay. She doesn't like it. She doesn't explain anything. She just apologizes for saying, like,
she
the F word in front of the kid.
Yes, for swearing in front of children. My use of profanity was completely unnecessary, and I want to apologize to everyone on that plane, especially those that had children aboard. I can't imagine going through that and trying to explain to your kid what in the world just happened.
It's not the follow-up that we wanted, Tiffany.
No, I want to know what you saw, Tiff. What was on that plane?
Okay.
What was it? I don't know. So, I don't know if you saw that, but...
Why is this... This article is also talking about how she has a $2 million house and how she was carrying a Goyard bag.
Yeah, she's...
Why does that matter if she's rich?
I don't know. Apparently, people... Well, I mean, eat the rich. That's probably why. People don't like rich people, man.
She lives in a $1.6 million Lakewood, Dallas home.
Okay, that's honestly home prices. That's not even
that's
that ridiculous
not yeah.
Anymore.
She's not even like in the grand scheme of like being rich in this country. Yeah. She's not even that rich. Like there are people way, way, way richer than that.
I mean,
she's richer than us.
Cost $1,900. Okay, it's not a Birkin. This isn't a $30,000 bag. Yeah. Settle down. So I don't care, Tiffany Gomez. I just want to know what you saw.
Yeah, tell us.
That's all I want.
Well, speaking of things in the sky, my mom came over here yesterday. Mm-hmm. She brought me and Noelle lunch, and she brought up the fact that she told us a story on the 4th of July that she saw aliens in the sky, and yep. We haven't talked about it.
She was mad about it.
We have to talk about
it. She was mad.
So 4th of July.
Shout out to Connie also. What's
shout
up,
shout out to Con. Con Air. She saw... a triangle formation. Well, first my dad saw it, and my dad, as she explained it, was three sheets to the wind. because it was the 4th of July and every American man should be on
as,
that day.
As is our
as an American
right.
dad, that is his right.
It's not, it's a privilege. It's a right. That's what we fought for.
So apparently my dad saw it first and it was like a triangles, little tiny triangles in the, a formation of a triangle in the sky. And I guess my neighbor had his drone out too. Mm-hmm. So my mom first thought that my dad was talking about the drone. And then my dad was like, no, no, look, look at that. And she just thought he was drunk or whatever. And then she looks up and she saw it and she can confirm that there were tiny little triangles in the formation of a triangle in the sky. And then she said that it just like for it was there for a second and she looked and she said it just shot and then went away. So that's got to be a UFO, right?
It sounds like a UFO to me. She drew a picture. She texted me a picture of it.
Yeah. And then we.
So I will post it.
We were here and we live in the same town as my mom. So we like took the dogs and we're running down the block to like get a better view of the sky. We didn't see it, but I wish we had. But yeah, so that was my mom's alien story. So if anyone's seen something like that, I don't know.
It definitely sounds like an alien. It's the formation for me. You know, and
yeah,
then it like
together.
Zipped away, it like was gone in like the blink of an eye.
Yeah. And I mean, I like to think so like 4th of July, right?
Yeah.
Like in space, you can see all of the fireworks and shit happening in.
Can you?
Yeah, you can.
From space?
Yeah.
What?
100% you can.
No way.
Yeah. So if shit's happening.
Whoa.
Yeah. So if shit's happening on Earth, I'm sure who's aliens, who's ever in the sky is curious and they come down to like see what's going on. And then they see what's happening and they're like, oh, shit, we got to go by. And then, whoop.
And then, whoop.
Go away. Beep. So, yeah, they were just probably checking in to make sure, like, I don't know, we didn't, like, set off any nuclear bombs. Nuclear.
Nuclear. It's pronounced nuclear. It's not. And I always fuck Nicole up when I say that.
Literally.
I'm sorry.
Is it nuclear or is it it's nuclear, right?
So, I personally feel that you can pronounce it either way because language is
nuclear
plastic.
Is bad. Nuclear is right.
It's nuclear,
nuclear.
I think is how you say it.
Yeah,
but I say nuclear because of The Simpsons, and nuclear. My life revolves around cartoons. Apparently,
nuclear, not nuclear.
I both.
It's
be right.
You know what? I say it. This I like flip flop every time I say it, and then
yeah,
people correct me, and then I get pissed, and I'm like, just what is it then? And then they like fuck with me, and then so I don't even know how to say it. Did I just say it right? I don't even. Nuclear.
Nobody. Nuclear. Nuclear.
Now you're confusing me even more.
It doesn't matter.
Anyways.
It doesn't. Nothing matters.
Nothing matters.
Nothing matters. I have a question for you. We're going to keep on the flight talk right now.
Okay.
I have a question. I saw this on TikTok and I want your opinion and everyone that's listening, every single person right now that is listening. I want to know your opinion on this. This is a judgment-free zone. I'm not going to judge however you feel, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But please tell us what you would do, because I'm dying to know what everyone's thoughts are. Write to us, quiteunusualpod@gmail.com or DM us. Or
fan mail us on our website, quiteunusualpod.com.
Fan mail us. P.S. We got another fan mail that said, how much does it cost?
What are you asking that costs?
$1 million.
Our podcast? Because you can literally stream it for free on any podcast streaming service.
It's free. It's 100%
free.
Actually, you know, we're giving lots of discounts. If you use the code quiteunusual on manscaped.com, you get 20% off plus free shipping.
You
so
do.
That's what it costs.
You do.
That's what it costs. Okay.
An order from Manscaped using our code.
That's right. Okay. So I saw this on TikTok, right?
Mm-hmm.
This lady, I'm just going to read what I wrote because I coherent thoughts here.
Okay.
Okay. So you're on an airplane, you're getting to your seat, you're walking down the row. Good. You got your little carry-on, ready to plop it up in the thing, right? Hoping there's space. Seeing, scoping out the area. So you get to your row where you're supposed to sit. This is a long-haul flight, this woman described that as. I don't know what you would consider that as. I'd say maybe like 6 to 10 hours. That's a long flight.
Yeah, probably like Europe
flight.
If she's in... We'll say she's going to Europe.
Sure.
She's in the U.S. going to Europe.
Yeah. So we'll say 10 hours. Okay.
Okay.
So you get to your row, 10-hour flight ahead of you. You see someone sitting in your seat. Now, you specifically requested, you did the little thing where you can choose
everyone chooses their seat, though. That's the thing. Every single person has an assigned seat on an airplane.
Right. Sometimes you can choose. Sometimes you can't choose.
Right. But every person gets assigned a seat.
Yes. 100%. This is where you're sitting. This is your ticket number. This is your seat.
Yeah.
Right. So you specifically chose a window seat.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. You specifically chose a window seat. That is what you booked. You wanted to look out the window during your super long fucking flight.
Mm-hmm.
You wanted to lean up against the wall, which is, there's nothing better. Nothing better. Lean
take a little nap.
That's what's up. I love the window seat. You get the armrest all to yourself, guaranteed.
Mm-hmm.
No one's walking by you in the aisle. This is what you wanted. There's mm-hmm. a woman sitting in your seat.
Get out.
What do you say, first of all?
Excuse me, I think that's my seat.
Natural. That's what I would say. Excuse me, that's my seat. Totally normal. That's what you say.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
And the lady goes, I was just wondering, can we switch seats? These are my two children. These are my children, 14 and 11. Say hi. This is Saoirse and this is Ronan, my children. So I wanted to sit next to them on this flight. So I was wondering if we could switch seats. I'm just in the row behind, right there in the row behind. So it's like it's not that far.
Directly behind?
You look in the row behind. Someone's sitting in the window seat. Someone's sitting in the aisle seat. There's no one in the middle seat.
So your seat's in the middle? In the row behind?
Yeah, it's in the middle. But do you mind switching with me? Because I want to sit next to my kids for the flight. Do you mind? What do? Do you switch seats with them?
No. No, absolutely not. I want the window. I chose the window. Did she pay extra to choose specifically this seat too?
I do not know.
Even if she didn't, when you check in, you get to pick your seat. And if you're checking in before mm-hmm. these people and if you didn't pay extra to pick your seat and you mm-hmm. check in and there is a window seat and you choose it, then that's your seat.
That's your seat.
Yeah.
No, that's your seat.
I'm not. No, I'm saying, no, sorry. I want the window seat.
Right?
That's what I would say.
Okay. So here are my thoughts on this.
Because the middle seat is always the last. Like I just last week I did this. Mm-hmm. I was checking in and I checked in a little bit later and the only seats open were middle. So I had to take a middle seat.
No one wants to sit in the
middle. No.
Who did you sit next to? Two men, two women?
What
was the vibe?
I think it was a man and a woman or two men. I don't even know. I don't even fucking remember. I took literally four flights last week. So.
That's so true. So true.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel the same way. I want the window seat. I like a window seat. That's my seat, man.
Yeah. Window. If window isn't available, then you do aisle.
Yeah, obviously. And the last middle resort is middle.
Also, you could actually. I had a similar when I was on a flight once. There was mm-hmm. a guy. He was in. You know how they have like main cabin, like comfort, and then like
yeah,
just a regular seat.
It's like seats. A little bit bigger.
He was in the comfort section, and this other guy was in the non-comfort section. So he paid like $20 extra to get the seat, and the guy wanted to switch with him because he wanted to sit next to his girl in the comfort section.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy was just like, yeah, fine. And then his wife jumped up and she was like, no, we paid extra for that seat and your seat isn't a comfort seat. He's going to sit there. And I was like,
yeah, if you paid extra, that's right. The thing. If I paid extra, first of all, I don't want to sit in a middle seat for 10 hours.
No, even if she didn't pay extra, I think she's justified to say no and that she wants the window seat.
If they were little children.
No, then you pay extra to sit next to your kids.
I don't know. I think there are some circumstances where I would say, fine. If I didn't pay for it, if they were like little kids,
no,
I guess.
I wouldn't.
I don't know.
No. You can pay.
I support you.
It's like $9 to choose your seats. So if you want to make sure that you're sitting next to your tiny little children,
mm-hmm.
or then you switch with somebody else so I'm getting the same seat that I have. Like, right. I'm not going to switch a window for a middle. I'm not doing that.
No,
sorry.
Window for middle is unhinged.
Nope.
You know what I'd say? Yes, Venmo me $200.
Actually, one time a guy did, it was me and my friends, and we were taking a trip to Iceland, and all uh-huh. of the seats were the same or whatever. And my friend was sitting in the aisle, and the guy behind her was sitting in the aisle, and his girlfriend was sitting next to my friend.
Okay.
And my other friend was sitting next to this man. So he tapped my friend on the shoulder and he goes, I'll give you $20 if you switch seats with me. I want to sit next to my girlfriend. She's sitting next to you. And they were both aisle seats. And she was like, okay. So she took the 20 bucks and she went behind and sat in his spot, which happened to be next to my friend.
Amazing.
And then so it like worked out. And then he sat in his spot or whatever. And he was like, oh, wait, that's your friend? And she was like, yeah. And he was like, well, can I have my $20 back? And she said, no.
No. No.
She was like, no.
Absolutely not.
It was Rebecca, by the way.
Oh, classic.
I know, classic. She was like, no.
That's a
boss ass move.
He offered. You can't take it back.
He offered, yeah.
Come on, man. That's ridiculous. I support.
Maybe if that woman had offered, then she would have been like, sure.
I would do it for money.
$500.
That's how much it costs. For all of you sending us fan mail, it says how much does it cost?
Yeah.
$500 to switch seats.
But the thing is that if she had just paid, like, it's literally like $9 to choose to. You can select your specific seats. That is an option for you to do.
Right.
It comes with a charge. But if you want to make sure that you're sitting next to your children, mm-hmm. then you should pay that. And also, your children are 11 and 14 and they're already sitting next to each other.
Right.
They'll be fine without you. You're sitting behind them.
They'll be fine. You're one row away.
I am team this woman for. Did she say no?
I don't know, actually. I have no idea what she did.
What was the TikTok? They just, like, left you on a cliffhanger?
Yeah, I don't remember. I watched a lot of TikToks, man.
Mm.
I don't remember.
Mm.
I think I would lean towards not doing it.
Not moving?
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't move. No. Absolutely not.
Yeah, maybe.
I'm, like, fully... Well, people do that shit all the time. Every single time I get on a plane, I prepare myself for somebody being in my seat. And for me having to be like, that's my seat.
Yeah.
You're in my seat. Because it happens all of the time.
I've switched seats with people, but it's been for the same seat.
Remember that one time? Well, when we went to Jamaica, there was that guy that we sat next to who literally farted the entire way home.
Oh, I forgot about that.
And we were wearing masks. Yeah. And it was just like straight farts.
It was disgusting. Time.
And it was him. It was obviously him.
He was just
a disgusting like man. But we got to our seat and he was sitting in the window seat and I was window seat and you were middle and he was aisle. And I was like, oh, you're in my seat. And he was like, they told me I had the window seat. And then I pointed to the picture and I was like, it says A and there's a window right next to it. That means that's the window seat and I'm 11A. And he was like, and he got like mad and just like got up and moved. And I was like, bitch, like that's my seat. So I guess I've done that because like we could have taken middle and aisle, but like I wanted the middle. I wanted the window seat. I got the window seat.
It's your fault. He was rage farting at me.
He was rage farting us the entire
He was rage farting, filling that cabin with toxic fumes because you told him to switch sides.
Well, don't you remember him being like, they told me I had the window seat. And I was like, look above your head. Mm-hmm. The window is right next to A. It's not next to C because he was C. Yeah. And he was, like, confused by because it goes, like, A, B, C. And I was like, the window picture is by the A, not by the C. You're the aisle. And then he, like, got pissed. Well, he moved because I think he was like, oh, like, she's right.
Yeah.
But he moved. But he was like, well, they told me I had the window seat. And I was like, well, I don't know who they are, but they're not right.
Right. They lie to you or you're lying to us.
Right.
It doesn't matter.
I don't care who they are. Like, the flight attendants told you that or what? Because, like, we can go get the flight attendants and they can tell you that A is near the window.
People on airplanes, something happens to people when they get onto airplanes.
That's very true.
Like, have you seen those videos of the people playing music and, like, singing gospel songs on an airplane?
Oh, God.
I would break a guitar.
I would literally be like, you need to stop.
I would scream at a high pitch nonstop until they stopped. Yes. One time I was flying, just turning into an airport episode right now.
Airport, airplanes.
Yeah. Air talk with Nick and No. So I was on an airplane and I had the whole row to myself and it was so fucking sick.
That's the best.
Oh, it was so sick. And it was a really late flight. I think I was coming home from Denver actually. And I was by myself and I was just like minding my business, drinking coffee, eating a snack, whatever. And this man kept like glancing between the seats, like
looking at you,
like looking at me. I'm the only one in this row. Okay.
So clearly he's looking at you.
He's looking at me. Weird eye contact, like 4 seconds worth of eye contact. Do you realize how long 4 seconds is?
It's pretty long.
It's so long.
One second is long to make eye contact with me personally.
Let's make eye contact for 4 seconds. Ready, go.
That was so uncomfortable.
That wasn't even 4 seconds.
Yeah, that was
you
really
ended
quick.
It early.
I did because I didn't want to.
It's weird, dude. And like, we're roomies. So he kept looking at me over and over and over. I'm like, what the fuck is fucking wrong with this guy? And then he like looks me up and down. He goes, okay, Wednesday Adams.
That's the only thing he's... Did you say anything to him?
And I took my giant headphones off, like the over-ear, like, noise-canceling ones, and I went, what? I heard him, though. I was like, what? And he's like, okay, Wednesday Adams. And I looked at my watch, and I said, it's Sunday. And then I put my headphones back on.
Do you have a question?
Like, can I fucking help you?
Can I help you, sir?
Not interested in speaking. Simply do not perceive me. I don't know. It was weird. Something happens to people on airplanes. They get feral. They get weird. Speaking of which, I have this story that has been on this list for so long that I don't even know if I want to read it. Do I want to read this? It's real quick. It's a local story.
I do have one more thing to say about airplanes. There's like, very rarely do you get sometimes you get in between. Mm-hmm. It's either like somebody's really fucking nice and you like talk to them and they like make your flight like great.
Yeah.
Or it's like Wednesday Adams guy where it's just like weird, or like farting guy who just like farts the entire 6.5 hours of your flight home. And you're just like, what did you eat?
Yeah.
Are you okay? Are your insides rotting? It's like there's no in between. It's either like a great person or a fucking terrible person.
Did I ever tell you about the story of the man who demanded I give him my phone number on an airplane?
No.
I never told it on the podcast.
I don't think so.
Okay. I have a lot of weird. I fly a lot. I have a lot of weird fucking stories. So I was flying, I think, to Virginia or home from Virginia. And this man was sitting next to me. And it was a small, very small airplane, just two rows. Mm-hmm. And like, you know what I mean? Like side by side, three seats in the little aisle and then three seats. So small plane. And this man was sitting next to me and I was eating candy. And he's like, this was pre-COVID.
Okay.
So I'm eating candy and he taps me on the shoulder. I have headphones on.
Mm-hmm.
And I take my headphone off and I'm like, yeah. And he's like, can I have a piece of candy?
What? No, get out of here.
I was like, I had like a bunch of them on my thing.
What kind of candy was it?
It was like little, it was Halloween candy, like little, like the little mini candy. Like
individually wrapped?
Yeah. Like okay. Little guys.
Okay. That's so, not, that's less weird. Yeah,
I love it, but I was like, but still. Sure. Okay. So go ahead. So we took one and I like put my headphone back on. I was like, oh, that was fucking weird. Mm. And I put my candy away. Like, don't perceive me. Right.
Yeah. This isn't like an invitation for you to talk to me. I'm just trying to eat candy.
Just trying to mind my own business. Eat candy here.
Yeah.
And he taps me on the shoulder like 10 minutes later. And I look at him and he's like, where are you going? And I said, the same place you are.
We're literally on a flight to the same place.
Yeah. And he's like, I'm looking for a travel buddy. And I said, oh, that sucks. And I put my headphone back on. Like, this sounds like I'm being a bitch, but like, what is this? Why are you talking to me? That's... I was like, oh, that sucks. And I like put my headphone back on. I was like, I'm going to keep reading. Like, leave me alone. And he takes the headphone out of my ear. It was an AirPod.
Nope. Nope. Nope.
Touches my ear. And I was like, are you kidding me?
That's a line that he just crossed.
And he's like, can I have your phone number? We can be travel buddies.
No.
And I said, no, I don't know you. Can I have my headphone back? And he's like, come on, give me your phone number. Talking full volume on this plane.
And did everyone like around you like look? And were they like, what the
fuck? Everyone was fucking looking, dude. It was so weird.
Well, good.
And he's like, come on, give me your phone number. And I said, no, I don't give my phone number out. He's like, give it to me. Give me your phone number. And this man, like three, this man is talking so loud. This other man, uninvolved in the conversation, like stands up in his seat and turns around. I'm like, yes, oh my God, yes. He's going to like white knight me right now. He's going to be like, is this guy bothering you? This motherfucker goes, just give him your number.
What?
How insane is that?
What the fuck?
And I was like, what the fuck, dude?
What did you say?
So weird. I was like, no. And I put my headphone back in. I'm like, do I call the fucking flight attendant? Like, there's like
nobody around you was like sticky.
No one stuck up for me. I just kept saying no. And then this man's like, just give him your number.
You see something, you say something, people. Okay.
Yeah. You say, give him your number.
We don't do.
It was so weird. It was so weird. And like this guy like left me alone for the rest of the flight. It was fine. But he was like sitting like on the aisle side of me.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone's getting off the plane. I'm always the last person off the plane. Like, I always just fucking wait for everyone to go.
Wow.
And he's sitting there. And he's like, give me your number and I'll let you go. So.
Did you call the flight attendants?
No, because they're like all doing things. It was so weird. And this was how many years ago?
Probably like four.
2018. So I don't know how old I was. I was less brave, but I was still brave enough to say no.
26.
And yes, I was just a child, just a 26-year-old teenager. And so this story's getting too long. So I was like, fine, sure. So I wrote down my phone number, but like the last digit was wrong. Like I wrote down like the wrong digit.
You gave in? I'd be like, get the fuck away from me or I'm going to punch you in the throat.
You're much braver than me. And I had already been like through this for like 2.5 hours.
Insane.
So I like wrote down a phone. I'm like, here, here, here. And then he's like, oh, okay, thanks. And then I like go and I'm fucking like running away from this man. running. He catches up to me in the airport and he goes, I tried to call you and it didn't go through. And I shouted, leave me alone. I don't know you.
And then everyone was like.
And everyone like stopped. Like people like stopped and were like, the fuck? And he was like, don't be such a bitch.
Of course.
And turned and went the other way. And I was like shaking. And I don't know. It was so fucking weird, dude. It was so fucking weird. People are weird on planes.
They are.
I don't like it. So I'm just going to start hissing at people if they talk
to
me.
Yeah, you should have just hissed it. I'm not.
Yeah. So that's my really unhinged plane story.
Or just be like, I'm a cat.
Yeah.
Meow. Meow, meow. And that's the only thing you say to him.
Shit.
And then he's like, you're fucking weird. And then he leaves you alone.
You're weird. You're talking to a cat. That would be really cool. So that,
or you could have just been like, I'm shitting right now. And then he'd be like, gross, and then run away.
Are you using that napkin? Because I need it to wipe my ass because I'm shitting right now.
That'd be amazing. I'm shitting.
I don't know. It's a different world now. But people are weird on planes. I don't fucking like it. Don't talk to me. I don't want it. Don't. If you're flying anytime soon, simply don't try to have a conversation with people around you unless they try to talk to you.
Yeah.
Don't.
I was also one of the only people wearing a mask on my plane, too.
No one wears masks anymore.
Never.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just always get sick after flights.
Me too. I will never not wear a mask on a plane.
Yeah, I'm always going to wear a mask on a plane, no matter what. And there was this one guy, staring at me. And I don't know if he was staring at me because I was wearing a mask.
Mm.
But I just, stared right back at him. And I was like, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? And they looked away.
Good. You're so brave. You're scary and you're brave. And I love that about you.
I'm not scary. I was just like, what are you like when somebody's staring at me and we make eye contact and then you look away and then you're like, oh, it was probably just like an accident.
Just like whatever.
And then you look back and they're still staring. I will full on stare right back at you because why are you staring at me?
That's good. Intimidation. I like that. I'm going to do that. I'm going to intimidate.
And then you look at them until they look away.
Yeah. Oh, it's a power move.
Yeah. And then they do. Or they'll be like, why are you staring at me? And then be like, you were staring at me. Why were you staring at me?
Why are you so obsessed with me?
Why are you so obsessed with me? And then just start doing the dance.
Do the TikTok dance.
If you're just really weird to people, they'll leave you alone, though.
That's true. The weirder you are. Yeah. Jenna Marbles had a really great video about that.
With the face?
Yeah. If you're just fucking weird, people will leave you
alone. Men, they'll leave you alone.
I don't like it.
They're not going to want your number if they think you're actively shitting in front of them.
Damn. I wish I could go back.
Should have done it.
I could turn back time, I want to shit my pants.
Or you can commit to the bit and actually do it.
What do I have to lose?
That will ensure that they never talk to you again. I'm pretty sure that guy on the Jamaica flight actually might have. So
he was really unleashing it.
So bad.
So bad. So bad.
Also, if you have to fart on a plane, go to the bathroom and do it. Everyone's going to smell you.
It's so gross.
It's disgusting. And he was in the aisle seat, too. Mm. He didn't even have to ask us to move.
I'm telling you, it was a rage thing. He was mad.
He was rage farting against us because I made him move from the window seat.
He was mad.
But to answer that question, yes, I will fully make any person move from the seat that is assigned to me because that's my seat.
I think it's fair. I think it's there has to be some kind of log too, who's sitting where.
There is. So there's a flight log.
In the event of a plane crash, bringing it back. They'll know whose charred body it is.
Exactly. No, that's exactly right. They do have that. So unless you're gonna give me $20, I'm not gonna move out of the seat that I was assigned or assigned for myself or chose, you know?
Yeah. I think it's fair.
Sorry.
It's more than fair. More than fair.
Yeah. Fuck you, pay me. Give me money if you want me.
Fuck you, pay me.
Fuck you, pay me.
Yeah, that's good. This man, this is coming from AP News. This has been in the notes since May. And I just think that this is a
fun happened
story.
In May.
This happened in May. Marion, Illinois. A Southern Illinois man has been charged with theft for allegedly stealing a backhoe to drive about 10 miles to an airport to catch a flight.
So he stole a vehicle, but his vehicle of choice was a backhoe?
Yes.
Did that make sense?
He took a backhoe, drove it to the airport, like just left it, and then went to the airport.
Wait, so if he's in Illinois, I'm assuming he's probably flying out of O'Hare.
Well, so, this is Southern Illinois, so probably Midway.
Oh. Right? Midway's in Chicago.
Is it? That's further south. I don't know.
Is it? I don't know. You have to go in the city. It would make more sense if he's from in Marion.
Oh, it says it right here. Security camera footage shows a Carbondale man arriving at Veterans Airport of Southern Illinois. So I guess there's a little
airport in Southern
Illinois. Atop a backhoe and leaving it in the airport parking lot.
Well, I was going to make the joke that if he was at O'Hare, then he, I don't know how he got away with that because they yell at you.
Oh, yeah.
You'll be parked dropping somebody off and you're getting out of the car and they're like, you can't park here. And it's like, well, what do you want me to do? Tuck and roll out of the car as like she's driving? Like they don't like anyone parking to like let people out of the cars to get to their flight. It doesn't make any sense.
What's the deal with dropping people off at the airport?
Exactly. Like, what are we supposed to do? If we can't park, if Noelle dropped me off, mm-hmm. right? Like if Noelle can't park to allow me to get out of the car and get my suitcase to go into the airport, how does that drop off supposed to work then?
Tuck and roll, babe.
or when you're coming to pick somebody up and they're, oh, I found out what the cell phone lot was.
Oh, what is it?
It's where you wait for the person to get out of their flight and then that person texts you and is like, hey, I'm here, I'm waiting. Then you can leave the cell phone lot and go into the circle to pick up your person.
Wow, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah, I was like, that's so clever.
It should have a better name than cell phone lot, though.
Yeah, like pick up
waiting area.
Waiting area, yeah.
Waiting parking lot.
Because then they also yell at you when you get like when you get out of your flight mm-hmm. and you're parked and the person is picking you up and you're like another thing that happened to us when we were your mom was picking us up from Jamaica. We were putting our suitcases in your mom's car and the lady was like, you can't do that. You got to keep going. And Noelle was like, we're leaving now. We're putting our suitcases in the car.
Actively putting our things in the car to leave. We don't want to live at the airport.
She's like, you have to keep going. You can't stop. And was like, how do we get picked up then if we can't stop?
Right. And then she wrote down my mom's license plate number.
Yeah. But she never got a ticket.
She didn't get a ticket. No. I don't know. The airports are fucking weird, man. I don't get it. Oh, I had an idea that we were talking about yesterday. So you guys need to let us know what your thoughts are on this. And Nicole, you tell me what your thoughts are on this too. Mm. Speaking of moms.
Okay,
good segue. We're killing the segues today.
Oh, it's just flowing so easily and naturally.
Wow, it's like we're professional podcasters.
Wow. It's like we had a plan for this or something.
Wow.
It wasn't just like unscripted.
Shooting from the hip. This is fully unscripted.
It is fully unscripted.
We just have a Word doc with lots of notes on
all of this is just coming straight from my brain.
Off top of the dome, babe. Biodome. Okay, so we were talking about either having our moms on the show, which I think would be really fun.
Yeah.
Like maybe like a Patreon thing because like, I don't know, whatever.
Yeah.
Or we can just ask them for stories and then tell each other stories about how we were fucking weirdos as children.
Yeah, because when my mom was over here yesterday, she was like, I got to write all this down. I've got some weird stories about you, Nicole. I'm like, bring it.
Let's go.
Mom.
Let's go. Con Air. So if you want to hear it, let us know if anyone will be, I think it was kind of fun. I think it's kind of fun to be embarrassed by your mom.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, I don't care now, yeah.
No, and then our moms can hang out. And
no
that's
shame.
Adorable.
No shame on what I did as a child.
No.
I already know what I did. I didn't do anything that bad to be like...
You were there.
Nobody else can know.
Yeah. Who's going to know?
Just everyone who listens to this podcast. That's free and available for everyone to also listen to. Also found out that my coworkers know I have this podcast now, so that's fun.
Yes, a lot of people at my job also know that.
It's my fault. I shouldn't have put it in my bio for Instagram because they all creeped me on Instagram and then found it.
Oh.
And I was like, just don't listen to it. And they're like, we won't. We haven't. I'm like, okay, cool.
They're going to listen to it. They're fully going to listen.
Maybe they will. Maybe they won't.
One of my coworkers, shout out if you're listening, was on that show Snapped.
The Oxygen one about killing people?
She like did not snap, but she was being interviewed about someone that did snap.
She wasn't the one that snapped. Okay. Well, so, what was this? Who did the snapping?
I don't know. I think one of her cousins or something. So shout out to her for being on that. So I'm not the most famous person, luckily, at my job.
Yeah, my job is pretty large. There's got to be another person who's...
Yeah, absolutely. Everyone has a podcast now, too. Like, let's be honest.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure that I'm not the only one in my company that has a podcast.
No, definitely not. So if you guys want to hear our moms either tell stories about us or us tell stories our moms have told us that we were weird as a child, let us know, please. I know I keep shouting out, but quiteunusualpod@gmail.com.
I'm sure everyone wants to hear it.
Let us know. I don't want to do it if people don't want to hear it.
Why wouldn't they want to hear it?
I don't fucking know. Should it be they Patreon listen. Only? Should it be on the, should we put this on the feed so everyone can hear
you're
this?
You're teasing everyone with the feed. So let us know. Want to hear it on the feed.
If 10 people say they want it, we'll do it.
No, we'll do it anyways because
maybe
it's fun.
We'll see if my mom cooperates.
If your mom's, Lisa's not going to cooperate.
Lily's not cooperative.
Lisa's not going to cooperate unless 10 people tell us to do it.
She'll do it. She listens to the show. She knows. Our moms are our biggest fans.
They are. As they should be.
They should be. Fully. Okay. We want to get to any of these other stories here. This one's kind of fun. Everyone's talking about Taylor Swift, although I put this in here a while ago, too. Taylor Swift. This is from CNN. Taylor Swift fans shake it off, causing record-breaking seismic activity during her Seattle show.
What?
Yeah. Crazy.
They did. They caused an earthquake?
Basically.
No.
Yeah. When did this come out? Let's see. This is from...
Never underestimate a Swiftie.
Never. July 28th. After two nights of earth-shaking dancing at Taylor Swift's Eras Tour concert at Lumen Field, enthusiastic Swifties caused seismic activity equivalent to a 2.3 magnitude earthquake.
Wow.
According to seismologist Jackie Kaplan Auerbach.
Wow.
They're calling it the Swift Quake. And it's compared to a 2011 other earthquake called the Beast Quake, when Seattle Seahawks fans erupted after a massive touchdown and Marshawn Beast Mode Lynch.
Does Seattle just sit above like a fucking, like, is it like on a trampoline? Like, how is this?
I don't know.
Like, do they have like, Are they on swamps? It feels like they're not sturdy. Like, Seattle's not a sturdy city if this is happening.
What is it called? Seismic plates?
Seismic.
We need a seismologist.
Platonic? Or not platonic. Not platonic.
You know, when like, they're just friends.
With the tectonic plate? Plates. Tectonic. Platonic plates. I had half of it.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm not a scientist.
Oh, there's a fault zone. Oh. A tectonic setting of the Seattle fault zone. So it's like right
is
under
that
there.
Why?
Maybe.
Interesting.
Excuse me. There's something going on with my throat right now. Yeah, so Taylor Swift is responsible. Look at this. Look at these seismic readings here. Look at this. Incredible. I don't know. I just thought that was sort of fun. That could they like throw off like the... Okay, this is a question for everyone that knows science stuff.
No, they're not throwing the earth off its axis.
They throw the earth off the axis.
We've already gotten this answer. You've already tried this.
I need to know. I only have two more articles to talk about. And then if there's anything else you have.
I have an article, but it's just like, it's about a guy who.
Love a guy. Throw it in there. Women are my favorite.
It's on my phone, but it's just about this man who spent $14,000 to transform himself into a collie.
I love this man. What's his name? Toko?
With a lifelike costume. Mm-hmm. He's a Japanese man. Yeah, Toko.
Yeah.
And pictures of it, you guys need to look up pictures of it. It looks like it's very realistic. Like, it looks like a dog.
It's good. It's honestly good.
If it were walking down the street and you like glanced out your window, you'd be like, wow, that's a dog. But if you like came close to it, you'd obviously like. Sorry, I'm watching the video right now. But it's really creepy. And he like walks. He stands in it like a dog. He does tricks.
All fours.
He just likes being a dog. So
I love that for him. Honestly.
Let him live.
Let him, you know, I love that for him. Also, $14,000 does not seem like enough money for the quality of that dog suit.
It's a great suit. Isn't that like the price of like with furries and stuff? That's like the typical price, though.
I don't know. How much does a... You guys are getting news right now.
My favorite part of this article is that he says, I rarely tell my friends because I am afraid they will think I'm weird. Well, sir, you have an entire article in mensjournal.com. So
but,
don't... I think the cat... I think the dog's out of the bag.
Oh.
Ooh.
But no one knows his real name. So, you know, he just goes by Toko, which is his dog name.
Oh, is that it?
Toko's
so
the
no
dog's
knows?
Name, yeah. He is Toko when he puts the suit on.
Well,
just like how Superman is Superman when he puts
also,
the suit on.
My also favorite part of this article is the quote, men will literally spend $20,000 to transform into a border collie instead of going to therapy. Which I think is funny.
It's true. But you know, I'm not going to yuck his yum.
No, he likes it. Let him do it.
Do what makes you feel happy, wow. Man. Oh, yeah, I'm on a furry website right now looking this up.
How much are their costumes?
First of all, why are they so ripped? Is it a sex thing?
Yeah.
Furries are a sex thing?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I mean, probably not for everyone, but is
I don't think it is for Toko. I think this man just wants to be a dog.
He just wants to be a dog. He wants to live his life as a border collie.
I love that for him. Also, great choice in dog. Beautiful dog. Definitely.
Obedient.
Truly. So this... According to lemonbrat.com, the average price of a fur suit, like a furry costume, is between $2,300 and $3,000.
Oh.
So it's depending on the complexity.
It's not that bad.
That sounds like a nightmare. Nicole and I once were costume mascots for a cheerleading company.
We were.
We did it for a long time, actually. And we...
2 years.
We wore giant... costumes.
We were giant cheerleaders with like bobbleheads.
Nicole's had a ponytail. Mine had pigtails.
Mm-hmm.
We had like costumes, the giant ass fucking feet.
Mm.
It was crazy. We did it at like convention things.
Yeah, cheerleading. No, we did it at cheerleading competitions.
Yeah.
We were like the mascots for like the competition. It was
actually, very on brand for us.
Yeah,
though.
It was kind of fun though.
It was fun.
It was very hot in those costumes though.
That's what I'm saying.
We had like the vests, like ice vests, and then our heads had a fan, but it's still
it was
stifling.
So sweaty. It was so hot. So do these furries, people that are furries, if you are furry, please let me know. I need to know how this works. Are you not like sweating your fucking balls
off?
I'm
sure they are.
So sweaty.
Sure they are. There's no way they're not, and we have insider knowledge because we've done it before. So
yeah, and we aren't even furries.
Yeah.
So like, this is cute. She doesn't look like a creepy furry guy. This is fucking
that's
scary.
That's just a costume. That's like leggings and a leotard. That's not an actual furry costume.
I hate what I'm seeing. I hate all of it. I gotta get out of here. I fucking gotta get out of here.
They're cute. They look like giant beanie babies.
They do, but then they want to fuck you.
Some people like that.
I'm not yucking a yum. Just don't say that they're cute like Beanie Babies.
They are.
They're cute. I mean, you know what?
They're like giant Beanie Babies.
I'm not yucking a yum here. If you want to be a giant sexy fox, I support you. If you want to be Toko the dog, I support you. As long as you don't fart on or talk to me on a plane, I support whatever you got going on, man.
For sure. Just don't fart on me and in general. Not even just on a plane. Just like in everyday life, too.
Yeah. Don't even crop dust.
No.
I don't want that shit. Please don't do it. Did you see, this is really old news, this Nexium update, though, from Allison Mack?
Yeah.
She was released from prison, Smallville actress.
Yeah, I still got to watch that documentary about Nexium, because I, like, obviously I know it because it was in the news, but I don't know, like, all of the details about it.
I just
know it was, like, a sex cult.
Yeah, and they, like, branded people. Was it Keith Raniere? Keith Raniere was the leader of that one.
Mm.
So this is a CNN article. Allison Mack, former Smallville actress and high-ranking member of cult-like group. It's a cult. Just call it a cult.
It's a cult. Don't say cult-like.
Don't say cult-like. It's a cult, right?
Call it what it is.
A cult.
Mm.
So she's part of this group, Nexium, cult Nexium. She was sentenced to 3 years in prison. She was just released. So...
They didn't kill anyone, did they?
I don't think so.
Or did they?
You know, I don't know. Keith Raniere, the founder of Nexium, was sentenced to 120 years in prison.
I'm going to say they probably killed someone then.
He pled guilty to racketeering and racketeering conspiracy charges.
Oh.
I don't know if they killed anyone. Did they? I know they branded a bunch of people's asses.
Some might say that's just as bad.
I remember that. Some might say Let's see. Nexium. I was got a fucking V in there. Just goddamn. God fucking damn it. God fucking damn this shit. Nexium. Kill.
Well, if he wasn't charged for it, then I'm assuming he probably didn't. There wasn't anything.
Ooh, deaths of four women.
Oh, okay.
New TV special links Nexium cult to the deaths of four women.
But they obviously didn't prove it in court if he wasn't convicted of it.
I guess not.
So maybe they did, but they couldn't really pinpoint. Because you know, like when there's like cult things, like Charles Manson wasn't ever convicted of murder because he didn't murder anyone. Yeah, but he like
clean.
Facilitated it. So.
Yeah, well, let's see where this goes. This is kind of fun, isn't it?
Maybe we'll do an episode on it. I got to watch the documentary though first.
I also have to watch this documentary. It's kind of an old story. Didn't this happen like years ago?
Yeah, because I mean, she was put in jail for 3 years and she just got out. She obviously had to have served something. I don't know if she served the full 3 years, but she could have because I feel like it happened like around 3 years ago.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of documentaries, guys, we blew the top off. We know the answers now. To who was that little girl?
Natalia Grace.
We know the answer.
We do.
We got it. We figured it out.
We did.
Oh, with expert sleuthing. She was a child.
She was a child.
How did we find it out, Nicole?
Didn't you look at, because remember last time I was like, the teeth. Didn't you look at some article or something?
I was looking at pictures of her when she was a child to like try to like see what was up, like Google imaging her. And Nicole brought up the most incredible thing ever. What did she lose her teeth? Did she lose her baby teeth?
Because that would be that everyone would know.
Yeah. And I looked up. There's no way to like carbon date a person. You cannot tell how old a person is. So that fucking man that's like trying to transition to like be 10 years old or something, whatever he's doing. There's no way. There's no way to tell how old you are. You just got a lot of Botox, babe.
Well, his blood, I think, is like, my blood is young, but it's like that doesn't, your blood is just like one.
Well, it's constantly dying and renewing itself.
It's one part of your body, too. So, like, your blood could be young, but your body could be, like, old. So
yeah, that, you know what they say? Old face, young blood. That's what I've always said.
Yeah.
Makes perfect sense. Perfect sense. So, what are we talking about? Oh, Natalia Grace. So, we looked up pictures, and she lost her baby teeth while she was living with that family. Mm-hmm. And then got adult teeth. Mm-hmm. So she was a fucking child.
She was a kid.
You don't get three sets. I wish you did.
She was a child.
No, you don't. She was a child.
But that also opens up all of the doors of like, why was she trying to fuck all of the people? Like, was she sexually abused? Did she think that like that's she was supposed to do that? Because
I feel like
she grew up knowing that.
It's got to be something, right?
Has to be something.
I don't know. I started watching that documentary and I turned it off because it was stressing me the fuck out.
Oh, because the guy,
the dad is screaming and like hitting the floor and shit.
Yeah, he was like punching the floor. Yeah, so they basically just like they abused a child, that family.
Yeah, they absolutely did.
And now she's, well, at least she's happy now. She's with people who took her in and are taking care of her. So
yeah, we should do a full recap on that sometime.
Well, they haven't released her side. It's they're doing Natalia Speaks.
When is that coming out?
I don't know. I've heard that it was supposed to be coming out this summer, but I looked it up a couple weeks ago and there's like no definitive date on it. It just says summer.
Yeah, summer 2023.
Yeah, so I don't know.
Nobody knows.
You would think that they, because it's on ID, like the network ID, you would think they would have like a set release date for it, but they don't. So
maybe something happened. Like they're still like,
maybe there's like new court or something. So they have to hold, like put it on hold for legal purposes. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, now this is saying late 2023 or early 2024.
Oh, it's still pending. Wait,
so it's getting pushed back.
Still pending. Okay.
Yeah. So,
well, we can't wait to hear what she has to say.
We'll do a fun little story about that when it comes out. Cause I still have to watch the whole thing. It was so stressful. I tried to watch it before going to sleep. That was a mistake.
Yeah, that guy is like hyperactive.
It was too much for me.
It's like the show The Bear wrapped into one person, like high anxiety. Yeah.
That's such a good show.
It is a good show.
Yeah.
Although, second season is great.
I have to say, I would be very, very mad if like my Italian beef place went from selling $7 Italian beefs to selling like Michelin star style food.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck, man?
Yeah. Also, another thing, well, so then I don't even know what neighborhood's supposed to be in Chicago, but in the actual place that they film in Chicago is in River North, which is a very fancy, like,
affluent area.
You have money if you live there. It's like the finance bro district of Chicago.
Yeah.
So it's like, I mean, if they did that there with that restaurant, like, it would work because people in River North would totally go to it. But if they're in, like, I don't know, some, like, South Side or like, you know, some I don't know what other neighborhood you would, like Wrigleyville or some shit.
Let's see.
I don't know if that restaurant would necessarily, like, in that location, like flipping it from like a beef place to a high-end restaurant, it wouldn't hit in all neighborhoods in Chicago is what I'm trying to say.
So I'm trying to look up where it is supposed to, like, what neighborhood's supposed to take place.
I don't think they ever say.
No,
or, like,
I think it's just like a Chicago thing.
Yeah.
You know, so that's all it says. It says it's filmed in River North, but yeah. It
yeah.
Say.
Mr. Beef in River North is where they film or is where the restaurant is. I don't know if it's still there. They're still filming there now because they've changed the restaurant. Mm. So I don't know if they've changed like the outside of it too, but
spoiler
first.
I haven't seen it. Sorry.
Yeah.
Did you see this? I know you're not as on Twitter. I'm sorry, X. Can we fucking talk about that for 1 second?
I don't.
Elon Musk changed the name.
I don't even care.
Twitter
I never cared about
X.
Twitter to begin with, and I don't care about it now.
It's my favorite social media.
I've never used it.
Also, there's too many social medias now, and I'm tired.
Yeah.
I'm so tired. So if you haven't seen this video, have you seen this?
No.
Okay. So I saw this
on
Twitter.
Oh, wait. No, yeah, I have. I've seen they, like, got into a fight with, like, one of the guys or something.
In Alabama. Jesus fucking Christ.
Alabama.
I was trying to say Montgomery, Alabama. In Alabama, Montgomery, Alabama, there was, like, this brawl. They're calling it the Alabama Ferry Brawl. So cool.
Oh, yeah.
So these white people, have a boat tied up to a dock where a commercial boat is supposed to park.
Mm-hmm.
And the man that works there is, like, trying to get them to move their boat, and he's yelling, "I need you to move," and a bunch of people are filming from on top, like, from this boat.
The ferry, yeah.
Harriet 2 is what it's called. So they're all filming, and they're, like, yelling at these people, like, "Move your boat, move your boat," and they're not moving the boat, and this man who works there is like, "You gotta move it. Please move your boat. Like, let's fucking go." He goes to grab the boat and, like, pull it, like, away, like, untie it and, like, pull it.
Uh-huh.
And the people that own the boat physically fight him.
Yeah. They, like, jump him. It's not great.
It's awful. They beat the shit out of this man. What is he called? What's his name? Thompson. Where are you, Mr. Stephen Clayton Thomason? Is that right? No, he's the one that filmed it. Anyway, so this man gets beat up. All the people that beat him up did get arrested.
Good.
They're calling it a hate crime.
Good.
Yeah, right? It's ridiculous. I don't know. It's just a crazy story. People were, like, jumping off the boat and swimming to, like, come save him.
Really?
Yeah, it was crazy. It's a wild ride. If you guys haven't seen it, I'll post it on our stories on social media. It's a wild ride, though. Like, they beat the shit out of this guy. They, like,
just for doing his job. Like, he's literally just doing his job.
Yeah. He's pointing. He's like, "Can you move
and
your boat,
just
please?"
A bunch of entitled white people that think.
Sunburned white people in boat shoes.
With beer bellies.
Disgusting.
And you know the type.
It starts with this man literally running at him and jump kicking him. Did you see this?
Also, like, the way that these men fight, it's like. It reminds me of, like, what's
this bitchy little boy?
He's like
slap fighting.
Slap fighting, yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, not like, none of them actually know, like, what they're just, like, throwing their hands around, like, in the direction of this man.
It's terrible. It's so embarrassing. It's terrible. I'm over it. There's a bunch of different angles. They try to be like, he started it, but obviously he didn't. So that's fucking bullshit. I thought that was a wild story. And I think that's actually all I have. I think for the first time we talked about everything that was on my list.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
And mine. Well, I only had that one border collie article, but.
That was a good article. It was really
good.
It
was a good article.
It was. Do you have anything else?
No. Oh, I saw. Oh, I wanted to talk about movies.
Oh, let's talk about movies.
Because I saw the movie Talk to Me.
Oh, how was it?
It was really good.
What is that about? No spoilers.
So it actually is an A24 movie, but it released in Australia in 2022. Mm. And it had its American release. It just came out in theaters, like, I don't know, a month ago, maybe. It's really good. It's about, like, these high schoolers, and they find this, like, it looks like a hand, right?
Ooh.
And basically what the hand is, so if you grab the hand, then you, like, you can... You see, like, a person. Like, when you grab the hand, then you see, like, a dead person on the other side of it. And it's basically like, it's kind of like possession. So what you can do, so you say talk, you grab the hand and you say talk to me. And then you'll see just like a random person, I guess. They don't really explain it, but I think it's like somebody like in limbo who has died, who hasn't like crossed over.
Yeah.
And then you say like enter or like you can enter or something. So then like you get possessed by that person. And then so what they do in the movie is like you can't do it for over a minute, I think. Because then they like they'll want to stay. And then obviously shit happens and somebody does it for over a minute. And yeah, it's really creepy. It's got a really good ending, though. And it's not like one of those like bullshit horror movies that they try to feed down our throat. The Conjuring universe.
Yeah. Over it.
Yeah. It's like it's written well. It's like the gore is that it's just a really good movie.
It's got some gore.
Yeah, it's got a little gore.
Okay. Is it going to scare? How scared am I going to be? You know how I feel about ghosts.
I don't know. It's more of like a possession. I don't know. You're scared of like Victorian ghosts, though. Like you're not
true,
afraid
actually.
Of like
real ghosts, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're scared of like the woman in black ghost.
Yeah, I am. Okay. Thank you.
That's what scares
I am.
You. So
she scares me.
I don't think you'd be scared of this one. Okay. But so that movie also saw the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie. That was great too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is it a cartoon?
It's like weird. It's like animation, like kind of looks like I don't know what kind of animation it's called, but it's sort of like drawing, kind of. I don't know.
Oh, that's fun.
But also, we both saw Barbie.
We did.
And Barbie's great. Everyone should go see Barbie.
If you haven't seen Barbie, I want to see it again.
Me too.
If you haven't seen Barbie, please go see Barbie. It's everyone that has seen it likes it.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Literally, when I was in the theater, so there's like I'm not going to give any spoilers, but when I was in the theater, there's this one part where there's like a monologue given about like women.
Oh, it's so good.
And so I was sitting and it was a packed theater and I went last weekend and it's been out for like a while. So people are still going to see Barbie. So I was sitting and there was a woman next to me and her husband was sitting next to her. And when that monologue part started, he put his hands on his like in his, he put his head in his hands, put his like hands on his knees, like leaned forward and was just like, what? Like, it was just like, so, like, I could see the light, like something clicking in his head being like, wow.
Really?
I never knew like being a woman in today's world was so hard. It was like, it was insane. Like, I literally saw this man's like mind open and be like,
wow, you saw him come into the, like the 20th.
He literally went
century.
Like this. Well, this is for the people watching. He went like this. He was like,
no way.
Like, yeah. Head and hands, like knees are elbows on knees, like leaning forward, like what?
Wow.
And he like sat there for like that for like 5 minutes, like after that. And I was like,
I hope it has that effect on a lot of people.
Right. That's exactly what I thought. I was like, I hope that happens with a lot of people that don't realize just how difficult it is to be a woman in today's world.
I was surrounded by women in the theater when I went to see it. And during the monologue, like right after, everyone was like, mm-hmm, that's right. That's how it is.
Oh, I was like crying afterward. I was like tearing.
I also
like
cried during Barbie.
Like during that part, I was just like, yes, yes, that's right.
It's so good, dude. Barbie was so, so good.
It was really good.
Yes.
And funny. So funny.
It was. The costumes were amazing.
If it doesn't win best fucking picture at the Oscars, I am going to be so mad.
Oppenheimer and Barbie will be in the same category.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm going to say this might be a hot take.
Oppenheimer is probably the front runner just because it's Oppenheimer and that's the Academy usually loves war movies like that. But
I think Oppenheimer would not have had such a big release if it weren't for Barbie and the Barbenheimer thing.
Yeah. Oh, totally.
Barbie is like a masterclass in how you market a movie.
Mm-hmm.
And Oppenheimer was just there for the ride.
Oppenheimer's also like 3 hours long. Who wants to go sit in a fucking movie theater for 3 hours or just like watch a movie for 3 hours? We don't want this, people. We don't want it.
I don't want it. I did listen to the audio for American Prometheus, which is the story about J. Robert Oppenheimer.
Mm-hmm.
It's really good. That guy fucked, man.
Wait, you listened to the what?
It's a book. It's called
the trailer for the book, or you listen to the book,
the actual book. It's called American Prometheus. Yeah, it's like his like biography.
Mm.
So it's pretty. It was good. I'd like to see the movie. I love Cillian Murphy.
Yeah.
He's a babe. Although he's like, I don't know. Yeah, I would see it. I would like to see it. I love seeing movies. It's like my favorite thing to do.
Yeah, me too.
And I want to do it more. Let's go. Let's just institute movie night.
Literally. A theater near us has like $6 tickets on Tuesdays. So we should do that.
Let's go. I'm silently watching this trailer to talk to me. First of all, I want one of these hands. They should make these hands.
No, you don't. They fuck you up.
Yeah, but I want one, like, to, like, put my rings on and, like, my, like, oh, yeah, jewelry and for, stuff.
I have one that's, like, but it's pink and acrylic. It's not all creepy.
Yeah, this is
that's
cool.
Where I put my rings.
This looks like a really scary movie, and I want to see it.
It's good. Sure. It's a good one. Highly recommend. I don't think it's in theaters anymore. I think it was, like, a small release. I do want to see The Meg, too, though. I just saw you come across that.
Yeah.
So we should go see that. That's, like, a movie you should see in theaters, too.
Let's see that.
So, yeah, we should go see
it. What are all... Gran Turismo. What are all these movies?
We literally had tickets to see Boogeyman, but we didn't go.
Oh, because it was in the city.
Yeah, we had
screener
tickets, but it was in the city and it was hard for us to get there on a Tuesday night.
Tuesday.
But yeah, that's all I got.
That's all I got. Oh, all right.
Should we need to close it out?
We need like a sign off for this.
Oh yeah, what's our sign off? We don't have one.
We've been doing a lot of these too.
We have a sign off. You say this every time. We have a sign off.
What's the sign off?
Celebrate the strange.
No, I want one for Unscripted.
Why do we need a separate one for Unscripted?
I don't know. Because I like to complicate things.
I don't know.
Okay, go ahead.
Kind of celebrate the strange, I guess, if you want.
And keep it Unscripted.
Perfect.
I don't fucking know. If you guys are going to Paracon or anything Paracon adjacent, please come say hi.
Let us know.
Kiss you right on the mouth.
And talk to us and at Paracon.
We'll do that. Okay. Yeah. Quite unusual. Fuck, that was the wrong fucking one.
Wow.
All right. Should we do the thing where we tell everyone where they can find us and stuff?
No.
No. Okay. All right. Well, Quite Unusual out.
All right. Bye.
Bye.